candles, prayers, and motions. Most people of the world have been duped. They have bought into a system and not into a relationship. You see, one of the biggest lies Satan ever propagated was that he didn't exist. The next one, as bold as that, was to start myths about a queen of earth and her husband, lover, counterpart from heaven, who conceived a son who died. This thread can be seen in almost every ancient religion, and for those who don't have this thread, Satan was able to successfully distract these people from the father-mother-son line completely and convince them to worship plants, animals, idols, even their ancestors, and the dead. While it's ever so subtle, even the Christian faith has been infiltrated with hints of these items as well. Not theologically, but traditionally through practice and pattern. What we need to recognize is that there is no amount of candles, no length of prayer, no amount of movement and motion. There's no amount of sacrifice, no amount of good works, no amount of constructed religion that will ever get us to God. All of these start with us reaching to a higher power. But the Bible is very clear in Romans 5. But God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Since therefore we have now been justified by his blood, much more shall we be saved by him from the wrath of God. For if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his son. Much more, now that we are reconciled, shall we be saved by his life. More than that, we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now and forever received reconciliation. Romans 5, 8 through 11. You see, we didn't call on God to send Jesus to save us. He had that plan from the moment he knew we would sin. He set this into motion through the comment, "I will put enmity between you, the serpent, and the woman, Eve, and between your offspring and her offspring. He shall bruise your head of the serpent, and you shall bruise his heel of this child." Genesis 3:15. You see, God told them at that moment that the seed of the woman, at some point in the future, would defeat Satan and win back the direct communion with God. Adam and Eve didn't know when, where, or who, but they believed it. And this is what they passed on to Cain and Abel. Abel brought his sacrifice to God, unrequested, with faith and knowledge in his heart that he was a sinner and that one day God would send a seed of Eve to save them from their sins. Cain, on the other hand, brought his sacrifice with a hard heart, just going through the motions, and God rejected his sacrifice. Cain's reaction is obvious as he kills his brother in jealousy. It wasn't the sacrifice. Both of them brought it to God, but their heart and relationship with God is what made the difference. Are you going through the motions in order to reach God, to entertain him, to make yourself appear more holy in his presence? Please stop. Please see your righteousness is as filthy rags. No amount of church attendance, prayer, or singing will be enough. Don't focus on those things. Focus on his holiness, his great grace and mercy, and his immense love for you. For more, you can go to radicalgrace.com.